Kyla Small's career on the ice started as soon as she could get skates on her feet. I was putting on skates when I was 2 years old, and I played in my first tournament when I was three, said Small. It just kind of came naturally to me. Small was born in Moose Factory and is a member of Moose Cree First Nation. She says hockey runs deep in her family. My dad played high-level hockey, my mom played hockey, my brother, my aunts and uncles, she said. I grew up around hockey. Since then, hockey has become a central part of her life and she has signed on to play with State University of New York, SUNY, Canton starting in the fall of 2023. It's a Division III school that plays in the NCAA's North Athletic Conference. She'll be studying health and fitness promotions. Small hopes that her journey to post-secondary through hockey will be inspiring to other girls in her community. I hope I can be a role model for them and be that person that they see out here, she said. I hope when they see me, they know they can do it too. Small played boys hockey for 2 years in Timmins, starting when she was 6 years old. She switched to girls hockey and played in the city until she was 16. I played with the same group of girls who became some of my best friends to this day, said Small. While playing a year for the Sudbury Lady Wolves AAA, she hoped to commit to a college. Instead, that experience led her to the Ontario Hockey Academy, OHA. She is bolstered by the support she's felt from her community. It's been unreal how much support I've received from people back home, even from people I don't really know, she said. It's been overwhelming, and I'm so grateful for the support and I wouldn't be here today without it. She said her experience attending OHA has given her an edge in pursuing her higher education. OHA played a big part in getting me to a college, said Small. They deserve a lot of credit there. She said the structure at OHA was exactly what she needed. This is something that I really appreciate, she said. The day starts at 7:30 a.m., and you have classes, ice time for practice and working out in the gym, so I think it's great preparation for post-secondary hockey.